Or singers.
It feels like an indirect drag, you know?
Of us?
Yes.
No, it's fine. It's for the nation. We make sacrifices. Kurt Darren, my brother, that was incredible. Thank you so much.
Dan, lekker, man. Lekker, lekker. You got sending me quickly, and I just thought I'd just put a vocal down.
My man, you sounded so, so good, and you're a legend, and all of your music goes down so, so, so well at the Book Games, and so we just wanted to have you on and thank you for that. If it goes down well tomorrow and I manage to teach tens of thousands of people to do it, we'll even play your version out to show them what we're talking about.
Okay, that's all good. It was just a quick version, but if you want to play it, it's cool.
You know, I mean, Kurt, even your quick version is better than anything we could do if we had a lifetime of trying. So we really, really, really appreciate you, man. We have you on for Pants on Fire. We do this every single Friday. We invite a big name who we adore on to tell us a story, spin us a yarn, and then we get to figure out whether or not you're telling the truth or telling a lie. Kurt Darren, are you up for the challenge?
I'm all good. I'm all good.
All right. It's time for Pants on Fire on a Friday. Pants on Fire.
So, I'm in a park.
Hold on. Fridays on Five Breakfast. You're in a park.
I'm in a park. There's a tent.
Okay.
And Bill Clinton is just, I don't know, he was finishing some kind of speech and he wasn't using a podium.
Okay.
And I was walking outside and Uma Thurman came past me and she said, "Do you want to have a smoke outside?" And I said, "Well, I don't smoke, but we can have a chat." So I sit outside and chatting with Uma Thurman, and then Pierce Brosnan walked up to us.
What?
And then he goes, and I look at Pierce Brosnan, and I say to him, "Hi, Pierce, my name is Kurt. I'm a singer from South Africa." And he goes, "My name's Bond, James Bond." No, okay. He didn't say that, but what he did say was, he's still believing me. What he did say was, "My name is Pierce. I'm an actor from Ireland." I said, "Oh, okay, cool."
What?
And then we went back inside the tent, and I walked past Elton John sitting at a table, and I
always
wanted to say hello.
Hold
so
on.
I tapped him on the shoulder. I didn't know what to call him, so I just say, "Mr. John."
He Mr. goes, John.
"Mr. John." And he gets up and he goes, "You want a photo?" I said, "Yeah, I'm Kurt. I'm from South Africa." And he said, "Oh, no problem. I love South Africa."
No.
And then Will Smith started his auction.
No, what are you talking about? Where are you? What is this place?
And then Will Smith started his auction. He was auctioning off a bracelet.
Okay.
And I thought, well, my wife's not with me, so why don't I just buy this bracelet, you know? And he was going, and we were on like 100,000, and I was like, my hand was up, and my record company's looking at me and going, "Are you mad?" I said, "No, it's all good. Yeah. For my love of my life."
Yeah.
And I look over, and Will Smith goes, "Amy, standing on £110,000. And I went, "Oh, my gracious." And then Patrice Motsepe looks over to me, and he looks at me. You know what that looked like? "Don't worry, I've got it." And then he took the bracelet.
No, Kurt.
Yeah, so that's my story.
Kurt? Darren. I'm going to give you a round of applause just for the story. Okay, so there was...
Yeah.
President Bill Clinton at the time giving a speech.
Yeah.
You ran into Uma Thurman, who said, "You want to smoke?" Iconic actress, producer, and fashion model. Then Pierce Brosnan, one of the most iconic Bonds, was hanging out with you. Then you saw Elton John, and he said, "Yo, do you want to have a photo?" So you had a photo. Then you went to an auction that Will Smith was hosting, and you wanted to buy a bracelet, and you discovered it was in pounds, not dollars or rands, so it was even more expensive. And then Patrice Motsepe bought it. Is that right?
That's correct, and all in the same place, all in a matter of about 15, 20 minutes.
Kurt, I don't even know where to start. Okay, let's start at the start. How was Bill Clinton there?
He was cool. I think he wasn't holding paper, so he just made like a normal speech, and that's why I said he didn't have to use a podium, because he didn't like using a podium at that stage.
Where were you in the world? What event was this?
I was in London.
Wild, Kurt. This is too much. Okay, Tabor, next question.
Okay, what was this part of some kind of campaign? Is it like the Nelson Mandela 46664 concert or something?
Why did you have to go hit it right on the head? Right
You get it right?
Yes.
Oh,
yes. Yes.
It was in Hyde Park, guys.
Wow. So I was trying to think about what could possibly congregate this many famous people, and Tabo went straight there. That's great.
Sure.
I probably went a bit too far.
Any further questions before we decide whether or not he's lying or telling the truth? You think
it's
a lie?
Because I think it's a lie.
Okay,
too many celebs in one place.
Too many celebs. Okay.
Yeah, Holly. Because that's the feeling that I had initially. You know, why would Bill Gates and Will Smith all be in like the same place? But after that, I really believe that Kurt is telling the truth.
You believe it? Okay, the team is split. What do you think? Let me know on the WhatsApp line. This is Pants on Fire, and this is one of the... No, it is the craziest one we've ever had, whether it's truth or a lie. Pants on Fire.